way until I'm gone. You can't have what I got. So many people are obedient for part of the way, half the way, almost to the end. But he that endureth to the end. I like those that stick with you all the way to the end. You know, I still have to admire Peter. Yes, he cursed. Yes, he ran. Yes, he followed at a distance. But he did go inside the courtroom to see how it would end. And so Elijah, he was all, pick that up. Get that. Do this. Yes, sir, boss. Yes, sir. And finally there come a day. Fiery chariot comes out of heaven. It separates the two of them. But guess what fell down? It wasn't the bags. It wasn't the labor. It wasn't the work. It was the blessing. It was the mantle. It was the glory of his predecessor. It was the one that had taught him how to live for God. Where are the Elijahs of the world and the Elishas of the world that'll stay with you till you're dead? Hallelujah. We have to be careful, my brothers and sisters, that we don't pursue happiness in the wrong places. Can I tell you a secret? The way to pursue happiness starts with sorrow. It starts with sorrow. Because godly sorrow works repentance. And repentance always brings happiness. When you say, God, forgive me, and he does, there is a happiness and a load, hallelujah, that comes off of you. But happiness starts with sorrow. Godly sorrow works repentance, not to be repented of. But you have to be careful where you seek happiness. Your mama, again, was Angie Dowd. I liked her a lot. And I didn't know y'all were coming. I didn't. And I had a note to tell a story about Jay. Okay? So it's not because you're here. I already had that. So Cindy had a nephew named Jay. Big guy. Strong guy. I mean, he was one of those guys that, well, he wasn't like me. He had a head full of hair, and he could comb it back. Mine just went back, that's all. But he walked with authority. I admired him. He was a lot younger than me, but he had authority about it. And when the first time I saw him, my heart kind of went out to him. I didn't know anything about him. I didn't know nothing. But my heart just took to that guy. And then Sister Cindy's daddy died, and I went to the funeral, and there was Jay. I'm like, man, God was talking to me. I said, psh, come here. I said, after this is over, I want to get with you. I said, okay. So I called him or he called me, I don't remember. And I had a long conversation with Jay. And I said, Jay, I don't remember ever really doing this in all of my life. But the Lord has told me to reach out to you because you're looking for happiness in the wrong places. And I want to tell you what will make you happier than anything in this world is living for God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. And he got choked up, the young man did, on the phone. And I know he was crying. He said, Mr. Baggett, I have never had anybody tell me anything like that. I have never had anybody so much as believe in me. I said, here's what I want you to do. He didn't have a job at the time. Sister Cindy had a house, and she said, I talked to her. She said, he can come live with me for a little while till he finds his place. So I said, Jay, opportunity of a lifetime. I said, what I want you to do, we set a date, and I said, on this day, I want you to meet me in Lake Charles. I'm going to help you move. I'm going to help you do everything. I want you to sit under me in this church. Well, I'm just so excited. I've never had anybody think of me like that. I said, okay, on this date, call me. It was about 2 weeks later or so. That day got around, and my phone did not ring. I had it ready to fulfill what I had said. And I called him. And he said, well, I'm just not ready. I said, okay. And I wrote him a letter. I wish I knew, Patricia, where that letter is at. I wrote him a long handwritten letter. I said, listen, buddy, God is talking to you. Do not waste your opportunity. Hear me. God is calling you. I said, I can take you from the world and make a preacher out of you, and you will draw men to God I can't draw. Never answered. The sad part of the story is, 2 or 3 weeks later, Sister Cindy says, Jay is dead. Too much searching for happiness in the wrong places. So this morning, I know you want to be happy. I know you want fulfillment. Every one of us do. But as you stand, I want you to realize that you have to search for happiness in the right places. You have to search for happiness in godly places. And so I ask you this morning, there's nobody here that couldn't use a little more happiness. There's nobody here that couldn't use a little more joy. Amen. There's some things in your life that maybe you need to get rid of. I don't know. Maybe you need to take your cell phone out. And I told Jay, I said, son, what I want to do is get you away from all these bad influences, son. There may be some people in your life that you think they're making you happy. Our problem is we let go of what we should hold on to, and we hold on to what we should let go of, thinking it's going to make me happy. I'm here to tell you, only Jesus will make you happy, and Jesus will help you make good choices in life and find the right person in life and the right avenue in life and the right road in life. Hallelujah. Would you come, please? Everybody that can, come. We're going to sing a little song. Say, God, make me happier than I am. I'm happy, but I want to be happier. If you're sad, I want you to remember God can make you happy. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Just tell the Lord, yes. Heart of my soul. Yet, raise your hands towards heaven and tell God, I'll do whatever you want me to do, God. Hallelujah. I'll go wherever you want me to go, God. I'll be whatever you want me to be, God.